6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on this Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR, coming to you live from Huntington Place for Automate 2023. And if there are any questions, we've got the right guy in front of us, the folks that run this show, the president of the Association for Advanced Automation, Jeff Bernstein. Jeff, nice to see you. You look great. It's early to look this good.
Hey, thanks. It's great to see you, too.
This is a great show. This is the biggest trade show of the year here at Huntington Place. It's massive.
Yeah, it's really big. 750 companies from all over the world, the world's leaders in robotics and related automation technologies. And it's really exciting to have them here in Detroit.
And it's important to note, and I didn't mean to mislead, but Automate doesn't have to do with the autos per se. It's about automation. And so it's not just about autos. You are here for virtually every industry. And they're going to find things here that are important to them.
They are. And that's one of the things that makes Automate unique in the trade show business, because we have solutions for every industry. It could be construction. It could be agriculture, food, in addition to automotive, of course, logistics. And this is the show where you come to find out what's the current technology and where we're headed.
And everybody is invited. You've already sold over 25,000 tickets for this thing from all over the world, registered to be here. Most of the attendees come from the businesses and industries that use automation in their plants, which will be everyone eventually. But this show, along with your keynote speakers and all of that, open to the public, to anyone who wants to come buy a ticket, if you will, as long as you're at least 12 years old or older, and they're free.
Yeah, the tickets are free to attend the show. The only thing we charge for are the in-depth conference sessions where we go deep dives into how to automate for companies that are really getting serious about that.
How long have you been holding the show? We're spending a little time with Jeff Bernstein, president of the Association for Advanced Automation. You were here, and then you were gone for about 20 years.
We were. The show dates back to the 70s, and then we were here in the early 80s. We had very successful shows in Detroit, and then there was a downturn in the robotics industry, and the automotive industry had run into some issues with robotics. So we took the show to Chicago. We were very successful there. And we returned to Detroit last year, and we had our largest show ever until this year, which has far surpassed it.
Mm-hmm. Lately, I'm seeing on social media and other places, Elon Musk, who we've talked about for his cars, we've talked about for his rocket company, they're starting to talk about his robots. Is he a big player now already in robots?
He's trying to make humanoid robots that will be walking and
take over our country and fire us?
Let's hope not.
Maybe destroy us?
Let's hope not. So whether he's a leader in that space or not, he's making progress in that area. And there are other companies ahead of him right now in terms of walking robots, yeah.
But he gets the attention because he's a walking attention getter. You know, I've had my ups and downs with him, but that's another story. But I certainly was impressed with him being able to bring rockets back to land after they've been used, and we used to just throw them away.
That's true.
So that was kind of cool. We're looking at these machines, these robotics, this automation, the machines and technology that is used to make products in aerospace, agriculture, automotive, defense, electronics, and many other industries. So that's why the welcome mat is so broad for people to come. If they run a business, one way or another, they're going to have a robot. I think most of us tend to see, like the robots, back to Musk, that he shows, they look like humanoids walking. Well, a lot of robots are being used now that you would have to point and say, that's a robot. And you go, what? That's a robot?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that may be a misperception that robots need to look like people.
Right.
Basically, they're tools.
Terminator is.
Yeah, they're not that, right. They're tools to help us do our jobs better for the most part. And again, it doesn't have to be a factory. It could be a restaurant. It could be a store. Robots are getting into every environment. They're going to be touching our lives in every way going forward.
I saw a picture. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that. We're spending time with Jeff Bernstein. He is the president of the Association for Advanced Automation. He is the driving force behind this Automate 2023 at Huntington Place. I just saw a thing where there was a guy sitting in a booth, and this robot was coming down the aisle, and I don't know if you touched it or what you did, but you ordered your food. The robot left, came back, brought the food.
Yeah, that's another application that we're seeing. And what's driving it? Labor shortages. This is why these applications are becoming more important.
And what happened? What? Where did all those people go that we can't get rehired now? That we, people are hurting, looking for people to work, and they stopped working.
Well, I know that the pandemic had a big influence on what people were willing to do going forward, because a lot of the jobs that robots do are the dull, dirty, and dangerous jobs that people don't want to do and shouldn't have to do. So now, hopefully, the automation can ease those labor shortage problems and keep businesses up and running.
And, you know, not everything's going to change. I saw in that picture when the robot was delivering the food, robot actually had its thumb in the soup. You know, that's a that's an age-old problem. Maybe they added that for authenticity so we wouldn't feel so bad.
We must be eating at different restaurants.
Yeah, well,
I don't see that.
The way you're dressed, I'm sure we're eating at different restaurants. They don't even let me in the restaurants that you go to now. So what are we going to see in a summary on the floor specifically?
You're going to see all the best technology, not just robotics, but technologies like machine vision, artificial intelligence, motion control, every automation technology for every industry, and this is the place to come.
What is machine vision?
Well, let's say you have an assembly line that's making baby food. Jars are coming down at 10,000 per minute. Vision system is a camera that tells whether there's anything wrong in the baby food. How about that? Is the label on right? Is there something that shouldn't be in the bottle? This can be done at high speed with cameras.
It's astonishing.
It is.
It is astonishing. The closest I've come to that is out at my friend Bill Young's Plastipak packaging. How quickly these bottles go through and get filled and caps on and labels on and all the, I mean, it's truly astonishing.
It is.
And those are human inventions that make everything better. A lot of times we've been scared of progress. And a lot of people were worried that robots were going to take over their job. But you said it best. I think you said it best when you said they're there to help. There are still going to be workers there. Somebody, until the robots get rid of us, there are going to be workers there that are going to need to be there to guide those robots, if you will.
The people are always the most important part of a robotic solution.
That's a very good, we should remember that. The people are always a very important part of the robotic solution. With that said, I thank you. I wish you well. You already have a spectacular show. Over 25,000 people are registered. It is the biggest trade show of the year here at Huntington Place, and it's all under the auspices of Jeff Bernstein, president of the Association for Advanced Automation, and your fine team. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for having us, by the way.
Well, thank you for being here.
We're happy to be here as we continue on a Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR.